Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It is truly a shame that Edmonton was not next on the docket for Buffalo, based on how this week has gone for them already. Their PR in wake of McDavid's suspension, the Ovechkin quote yesterday, sucks for him, it's good for
good
us.
Good for us.
In the absence of McDavid, the fact they hang on the Capitals then win the game last night in Edmonton to run their point streak to 8-0-3, and the Oilers still have Vancouver at home before they get Buffalo on Saturday. So please take us through.
Well, do you feel like the Edmonton Oilers PR slipped on some nacho cheese by putting this release out there, this press release? It was the dumbest press release ever. We just wanted to let the world know that we disagree with the decision, but support our player. The guy cross-checked another player in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously he's going to get suspended. And the 3 games was a good 3 games for Connor McDavid. Whatever. We are not going to appeal that, blah, 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 whatever. So the reason why I say did they slip on nacho cheese, because there was a moment in the Oilers game yesterday against Washington where Corey Perry on zone entry took a one-timer. And when you look at, wait a second, what's on the ice right in this line of sight of the goaltender Logan Thompson, right behind Corey Perry, there is a full-out nachos that is laying on the ice. The bin, the nachos, the cheese is spreading all over. And when the goal went in, Logan Thompson gets beat high glove. And he's pointing out like, well, wait a minute. There's nachos on the ice. What is that doing there? And it's hilarious. Like, look, you got to play unless there's something dangerous. I don't think the nachos were dangerous to anybody while this was happening. But Logan Thompson's quote after the game, Duffer, is an all-timer. You know, I saw the guy that threw the nachos. Wasn't too happy because the Oilers were losing at that point 3-1. He goes, but credit to him, he got them a goal. And then he proceeded to say, I got to play until the whistle. I shouldn't have been distracted with that. But the fact that Logan Thompson saw the guy get out of his seat, walk down to the glass, throw the nachos on the ice, and then a few seconds later he gets scored, that was pretty funny.
Only funny for Thompson, because they would hang on to win. And,
yes.
I mean, imagine if that was the catalyst for the comeback.
Imagine the amount of nachos that gets thrown on the ice the next game.
Right.
If every time that happens, the Oilers come back and win.
And don't think it still won't at some point. Like, they're, you know, that's just the
nature
of
it's the thing now. It's on social media, so
all the
everybody
rest
gets their 15 seconds of fame or 15 minutes of fame, and it's like, oh, let's throw, you know, all this stuff on the ice. No, don't throw anything on the ice, but it is pretty funny that nachos were tossed on the ice and it led to a goal.
So Washington remains first overall in the National Hockey League. They're 8-0-3. It's so impressive, but I feel like we've talked about it. The only thing I would say is Logan was really excited about the win because he said, he basically said, I've not had success against this team ever. And because he's been carrying the mail a little bit here with without Lindgren, you wondered aloud, you know, at the time of Four Nations selection, like what's happening here? Like, so how are you viewing Logan Thompson today?
I view him as the number one goaltender with the Washington Capitals, a guy that is kind of was voted off the island in Vegas a little bit. Like, it, I don't think that they really liked him in Vegas from talking to a lot of people. Maybe they didn't love the quirkiness of his game. He's not very structured, but, like, is, you know, makes saves, whatever. I think it's been great in Washington. I think the team has really supported him. They supported Lindgren, but I look at Logan Thompson as potentially one of the best goaltender right now in the National Hockey League. You got Connor Hellebuck, 100%. You got Igor Shesterkin, 100%. But just this season, Logan Thompson has to be a top five goalie in the NHL in the way that he's played.
He has to be a Vezina finalist at this point. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think at this point he would probably be. The only thing with that is that when you think about the Vezina, a lot of time, like what your career body of work has done carries some weight, right? So Hellebuck, Shesterkin, Mackenzie Blackwood and his play in Colorado.
That's why I said finalist. I didn't say he would win, but
Do you think, like, if Mackenzie Blackwood plays the second half, like the way that he's played in Colorado since then, that he could be one of those?
No, not. I mean, there's nobody in the league that has the winning percentage of Logan right now.
Yeah.
And, like, he's 22
Darcy
wins.
Kemper was up there, too, but yeah.
Not with two losses, though.
He has three, I think.
The Kings have lost 4 out of 5. Anyway, Thompson is 22-2-3.
Yeah.
With a 209 and a 925. So
no, it's incredible.
It is incredible. And the fact that he's only 6 wins away from Hellebuck while platooning with Lindgren is insane. Like,
they were every single game but one until the Charlie Lindgren injury was a rotation. Yeah. Was Lindgren, Thompson. Then they played Thompson on back-to-back. One time, it was about game 25 of the season, and then they went back to the rotation until he played 4 in a row when Lindgren got hurt. They're going to probably do it. I want to see them pick a guy maybe after the Four Nations face-off and say, okay, you'll play 3 out of 5. So that you're building up for the playoffs. I don't want an Allmark Swayman situation and like Boston last year where, oh, we got 2 number one goalies going into the playoffs. No, pick one. But I like the way they've handled their goalies in Washington.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kemper, by the way, you didn't say it, did you? 13-4-5.
So. Yeah.
Which is almost 10 wins behind. Like, what's that?
Shesterkin now, since he was out with the upper body injury, right, he's come back. He's been lights out. He's got back-to-back shutout. Duffer, do you find it that every time the Ottawa Senators lose a game, that Brady Tkachuk runs a goalie over, runs somebody over, he gets in a fight? Like, every time they lose a game, Brady Tkachuk loses his mind.
Yes, but in his defense, he sometimes does it in victories too. And all you had to do was see the most recent one against Boston last Saturday when they won in overtime. Yeah. He was a big catalyst that way. However, Brady Tkachuk has 0 points in the last 8 games. The only thing more surprising than that is that Ottawa's 5-1-1 in their last 7, despite being whitewashed by the Rangers 5-0 last night.
Yeah.
So something is amiss with Brady. They're not going to be able to stay at this pace, I don't think, unless he starts, you know, having the type of production. But yeah, we just rattled off Washington's streak. They're kind of, it doesn't matter because they're first and they're going to be in. Montreal is 13-3-1 in the last 17. The Rangers have a 9-game point streak. The Flyers have a 6-game point streak. Ottawa's 5-1-1. Columbus is 10-3-2. Boston's on a 4-game point streak. Like, it's crazy, the turnaround here. And like,
nobody wanted to be in the wild card spot. Now everybody wants the wild card spot. It's like nobody was winning. Now everybody is winning. And Montreal have been doing it, coming back in games. Mm-hmm. They were down 3 times to the Rangers on Sunday. They came back. They were up 3-0 to Toronto on Saturday. They lost 7-3, but they've been in either in every game, like fighting back. They were down 2-0 to Tampa. They fought back yesterday. Like, I feel that Montreal is a team right now that at any moment it could go bad or good again, right? It can continue to go good because everybody seems to be playing better, or the fact that they've had to come back in so many games can go the other way now and you start losing those games. But, you know, good for Montreal to be able to get now within 1 point of the Tampa Bay Lightning as the third team in the Atlantic Division. I mean, that's
surprising. Well, there's 4 teams right there within 2 points.
Ottawa, Boston, Montreal, all within the point of Tampa right now.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, are you now convinced that Montreal is going to consistently be in this race, or is it still a quarter season blip? And let me preface this, and I'm not saying that they were at this level per se, but after losing the first 9 games this year, San Jose went through more than a quarter of a season where they looked almost like maybe not quite 13-3-1, but they stabilized and were able to just keep picking up points. And then now everything, the bottom, any other part that is assembled,
if they could only hold
the
lead,
Sharks,
right, they'd like, still be in a good spot if they could hold a lead.
Unbelievable. But for real, in the East, like, do you sense that Montreal now has their footing somehow, some way?
I sense that Montreal is going to continue to perform well. Why? Because I think they've got 2 goalies that are playing well right now. Mm-hmm. They've got Elaine Hudson that is a game changer. Slafkovsky's playing better. Jake Evans is playing good. You're getting more players really getting involved. I don't think Montreal ends up making the playoffs. I think Linus Olmark is on the ice this morning. He's probably looking at trying to come back before the Four Nations face-off, if not fully healthy after the tournament. And the Rangers, to me, the Rangers are a team that now they find themselves only 2 points back of Montreal and Ottawa for that second wild card spot. So I'm looking at the Rangers saying that's the team that probably gets in. So they're going to knock a team out, either Ottawa, Montreal, Boston, Columbus. Like, they're going to get ahead of them.
Yeah, and like you say, Philadelphia is right there after going 5-0-1 in their last six.
Remember when I said that the team to watch was the Sabres were 4 points behind the Rangers? Yeah, and I said, if you believe the Rangers are going to make it, you're in striking distance, and now you're 9 points back.
I need to find a way to get a hold of your Ranger alumni card and run it through a shredder so we don't have to keep hearing about the Rangers, because as soon as you started on that tangent 3 weeks ago, I'm like, please don't let this continue.
So which card should I pull out now? The Flyers, the Islanders, the Rangers, the Sabres? Like,
I don't know. If you were a credit card spokesperson, who would be your company?
Which one gets declined more often? Which one is like... I keep running and it's not working. I don't know.
Well, speaking of not working, and they played, they're playing okay, but the Wings have lost 4 out of 5. So that is definitely worth keeping an eye on. In the West, Vegas has dropped 6 of 7 after we saw them amidst that basically franchise best type run. Like, they had been pretty much best 40 games in franchise history. So what is this? Is this one of our famous blimps on the radar?
The Goodyear blimps on the radar. I feel that Vegas right now is not getting goaltending. Aiden Hill seemed to be in a bit of a rut. Samsonov has not been as good as what he was early in the season. So until that gets fixed, I think Vegas is just going to middle in 500 type of hockey. Mm. And that is allowing now the Oilers to be a point back of them. Colorado is 5 points back of them. I don't know. I think Vegas is still a really good team. At one point this year, I thought Vegas best team in the NHL. Mm-hmm. But, they were dominating, but now they're not getting saves, and it's making a difference.
Yeah, and we all know the situation in California, specifically Los Angeles area, and if that wasn't, enough to think of, just here in the hockey standpoint, the Kings have dropped 4 of 5, the Ducks have lost 7 of 8, and the Sharks have lost 7 of 8, not to mention 18 of 22. We'll take a quick break, come back with a little more on this day off for the Sabres on the road trip, as they will be into Calgary tomorrow and close out the trip on Saturday afternoon. Keep in mind, the start time for that one is 3:30 for us, with pregame coverage on Saturday on MSG. We're back after this on Sabres Live.